Okay, and start moving towards the door, keep your eye down.
Call back. certainly it is about rejecting the imposition of a coalition government. I see what, unless he's gone completely cracked, what he's doing is setting up a strong man. And they're holding, today they're holding rallies all out, hope of Eden on rejecting the coalition government. What the real son of a bitch may be doing is to say that he beat us out of a coalition government.
Thank you.
signed these agreements that the DRC will abide by the principles, that all foreign forces, including its own, must put an end to their military activities in Cambodia, be withdrawn from Cambodia, not be reintroduced. Fourth, the DRC will follow the same principles in Cambodia that it will follow in South Vietnam and Laos. That is to say, it will refrain from introducing troops, armament, and war materials into Cambodia. Five, as Article 18 states, the obligations of this agreement come into force on the day of its signing. The United States reiterates its view that if offensive actions are taken there pending a political settlement which would jeopardize the existing situation, such operations would be contrary to Article 15b of this agreement and to the assumptions on which this agreement is based, to which they reply as follows. First of all, they accept that all the texts on our presence. Yeah. so we'll
work out any case.
No, we won't. And that we did not want to rush an agreement just because of an election, as they wanted. That until we were sure every detail had been taken care of.
And this is consistent with the president's statements that he wasn't going to have the election affect his decision on the end of the war. And that's fine.
Oh, there's one other thing which they accepted, Bill, that you might be interested in. But we sent them all these limited things, all these things on Cambodia. I referred to the January 25th speech of Q's resignation. I said, with respect to internal developments within South Vietnam, the matter referred to in the DRP statement, which is Q's resignation, was being discussed in the context of the US proposals of January 25th. These proposals are superseded by the agreement not being completed. The United States affirms that the question of internal development in South Vietnam is sufficiently covered by Article 19 of the draft agreement, and that no additional understandings of any kind exist. They accepted that. So he's even committed to resign before the election. He can go right through the election.
Well, it seems to me we've got to say that there's nothing in the agreement that provides for a coalition government.
You can say that.
That's right.
And we can refer to Pham Van Dong.
That's right.
How do we, the problem I see it is assuming the North Vietnamese make the attack, which apparently according to the radio they're doing and beginning to do is sort of saying, well, after all, we agree with the United States in every way. And choose blocking it. Why the hell don't they bring him along? That's really, it seems to me, the political problem the president faces.
I think we should say that first of all, we can't have him in the position where he's alone blocking it. We can say that it was always understood that it was necessary to work out some of the final details. That those details are in those categories which I've just
mentioned. And we have always said that we could not make a deal with the North Vietnamese about the future of South Vietnam without without the government of South Vietnam participating, and that's what we're doing, getting that participation.
And when does you have a veto
in the government of South Vietnam?
And we say, can you veto the agreement? I think we should say no. But there are a number of things with which we
can. It says he can't, in because it says, the group says, with the concurrence.
That's right.
So to that extent, we can make an agreement, but I suppose if we include their concurrence, you can block it. We can go ahead.
I think we can say really not those. He said, of course, not those parts of the agreement that deals solely between the United States and the North Vietnamese. Of course, those that have to do with the political future of South Vietnam.
Bill, I think the other side has this dilemma. If they press too hard on the fact that we've already agreed, they'll be forced to publish the agreement. If they publish the agreement, we'll defend the hell out of it and say they're just some, you gentlemen can see yourself, it's 95% done. But we want to do it right, and we're not affected by the election. And of course it will be settled, but we will go through all the details.
I think that's the position we have to take. We have to take a position where Dan reaches a settlement. We don't want to make a bad